Hello, everybody. My name is Tyler.
And I'm Doug, Doug Newsom.
And this is a brainchild of ours in the new show that we're trying out tonight. And we decided to title it, for now, Inner Dialogue.
The Inner Dialogue. Yeah, it took us all about 5 minutes to come up with, but...
Over pizza.
It is like a ton of bricks when it came.
Over pizza. I'll give you background on the idea of the show.
Yeah.
I had the great fortune of having Doug as a roommate, and through the whole experience, you know, we're sort of in the same realm. We're reading the same books and challenging each other to grow. And we've been having phenomenal conversations at the end of every day, almost. Well, every second day. See?
We're always learning, though.
We're always learning, absolutely.
And it feels like hyperspeed.
It does. It does. And we've had some just, I can't even begin to tell you, just beautiful conversations. Conversations where my eyes water because it's just, I don't know, it's such a wonderful subject or... Something just clicked and made so much sense.
His eyes water because he understands simple things quickly, and he gets to them. It's like a baby who understand who it comes to his awareness. But Tyler gets it so quickly. You know, so I'm like 39 years old. Tyler, you're 24 years old.
I am 24.
And we're going through the same thoughts. So for me, it was a hard thing to understand that other people even could get these sort of insights. Rapid insights, unbelievable deep insights into simple understanding. And generally, I don't like to talk to a lot of people in my life. What's to talk about? You know, and it bores me. But Tyler, on the other hand, is truly an interesting man. Interesting and has opened my eyes to a million ways of looking at things that I used to never look at before, and it's really made me grow. So we're going to create a little dialogue. We're going to talk and explore ideas, inner dialogue, those things that come to us in the middle of the night, like inspiration
that you weren't able to share. And I got to tell you, Doug, those are beautiful words, and thank you. But I have to say the same for you. I don't think these conversations would have occurred without you poking and prodding. And I'm really kind of excited to get these conversations out because they've been pretty profound.
Yeah.
For me anyways, personally, and it'd be so interesting to share it and to see what other people's thoughts are, or as I was telling Doug, just to be able to have it to access at some time.
You're wearing a new shirt?
I am wearing a new shirt. it's not new. It is just something I haven't worn.
Good color on you, man.
Thank you, my man. Yeah. Thank you. So that is the idea, guys. That's why it's called Inner Dialogue, because it's literally, you know, the conversations Doug and I have been having. And we've been roommates for close to 5 months now.
Yeah.
5 months. And it's just the inner dialogue that has come out at the end of the day, and we've shared with each other and then kind of expanded on because, you know, Doug will share something, and I'll be like, man, that reminds me of this, and then that, and all of a sudden... We have these profound understandings and these profound conversations that we go to bed going, whoa.
Yes.
That's interesting.
And for a brainiac like myself who's so left mathematical,
Left-brained.
I
love that.
But I still, you know, have a propensity to read a lot of materials and really take things deeply. And, you know, you can read great works by... so many of the great thinkers and philosophers hundreds of years ago, if not even thousands of years ago. But these understandings are along those same lines, as deep and as profound and as life-changing as some of those quotes that we are... this is the format where we can capture some of that, and maybe other people be inspired by some of that, because interestingly enough for me, I'm seeing... a gentleman 20 years my younger thinking about these thoughts and being that profound. It's life-changing, to say the least.
And, you know, I got to add to what you were saying because, it honestly, Doug, it just made me think, you know, and I throw this thought to you. I truly believe, that, you know, I was having the conversation with Doug. I believe in the collective conscience, personally. And, you know, if somebody does something, say someone shoots somebody in the head, that information is released to the collective conscience, and we all have access to it. We all have access to it. And so if this person were to meet someone they never knew, the collective conscience could release to someone open this energy, and this person could feel bad or feel something's not right with this person. That's called the collective conscience. And I believe every one of us have been able to tap into it all the time, and I truly, truly believe that the conversations Doug and I will be having on this show will literally just be us opening ourselves to what everybody already knows, just might have forgotten.
Yeah.
I just wanted to add that.
That's good.
I just wanted to say that because you made it, it's just so beautiful, and then I had to say, because Doug says, you know, I'm 20 years younger, which is true. Youthfully, I might look younger, but I got to tell you, I come from the same place. We all come from the same place. You know, I told Doug, I had a profound conversation with an 11-year-old once. I'm not kidding you. And he blew my mind all volunteeringly. I had no idea I was going to have this conversation with him. And, you know, I just want to say, even an 11-year-old. So age is interesting, but it's truly
shocking, isn't it? Could you imagine one of these puppet elites on the top of the big banking industry being set aside across from an 11-year-old who just makes them go, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, but their ego would never let
their
them.
Their ego, and ego this is where never, you are. This is where I think Tyler has become a very good instructor because he has very little ego. He might be more present than ever, but it's less present than ever, if you can understand. What I'm really learning from our whole experience is the way that he can read the ego and the egoic experience and translate it into awareness and thereby give an understanding to the person he's speaking to and make them open up to that awareness.
And I want to add this, and I'm humbled. Thank you. You know, and I shared this with you last night, which is great. We were having the conversation. And remember I told you, I said, Doug, I got to tell you, because we were having profound conversation. And I said, Doug, I'm going to tell you, honestly, truly, what just hit you, you know, we were talking about ego and how it can take over one's life. I was telling Doug, and trust me, this will tie into what I was going to say, what I was getting on. I said to Doug, truthfully, Doug, the reason that I tell you this, I give you this advice, is because I can relate to it. When I talk to Doug about this ego can take over, I have an ego. I've seen it take over and affect parts of my life to not the positive way I wanted it to. And I saw it hinder me and hold me back. And, you know, I know what I mean? I've learned from it, obviously, and, you know, other things came out of the experience. But I'm saying, I think that, you know, for my personal, things got really tough when they didn't need to, and it was only because I couldn't let go of my ego. So, Doug, I do have an ego, but I've started more. I've become aware of it. I've called out my ego, and the funny thing I say to people is I am at war with my ego. I strike it every day as quick and as often as I can. And I truly don't think the ego will ever be gone, but I think that you can get a handle on it. But I just want to say that because just to clear up, and I want to be completely a humble individual who is nobody but someone living their reward on this planet. That's it. I don't want to think that I'm better than anyone, that I don't have an ego and they do. I don't ever want that. I just want to be able to be an individual who's having an amazing reward and enjoying their experience, and I wanted to share that. So.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, you express that attitude all the time. Almost, that's daily for there's not much that I haven't seen Tyler go, God, I'm living my reward, or this day, this is the reward of my life, you know?
So, Doug, I want to ask you, because we had such a profound conversation yesterday, okay, about ego.
Yeah.
We had such a profound conversation, and it's so funny, because your ego No, when we're talking about ego right now, so many people probably aren't even aware of what we're talking about.
Yeah, they can't identify with the word. Really.
Yeah, they might even, and ego might be a definition. Like, they define it differently. Like,
I wonder how they do define it.
Who knows?
You know,
we can even look it up,
but isn't it amazing? That's true.
Like, I'll give you an example. So what I would like to do to start things off, because I love how you bring up ego. It's too perfect. Let's give a definition of ego for everybody, just so you know what we call ego, because you might call that self-conscious or self-righteous or something completely opposite of what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So let's get everybody on the same page so we know when Doug and Tyler talk about ego, this is their definition for ego.
Yes.
What do you think?
I think that's a good idea.
And
Tyler, you came up with a damn good one.
Through our profound conversation, Doug and I have started to kind of archive.
Tell them what these are a few statements that blew my mind.
What?
Because they're so simple, and yet we all look for the definition. In our lives, we get blind to maybe a broader sense of that understanding because we've defined it too limitingly. And the word ego, really, in the past few days, has become even more clear to me, and simply because of these quotes, not even quotes, just the statements that Tyler spoke, and I had the opportunity to write down.
And here it is. So for whoever our listeners are, if there are any, the definition of ego. So when you hear Doug and myself talk about ego tonight, here is our definition for ego, or more of a way to measure what ego is. We wrote. This is together. This is not. This is a dual situation. The measurement of ego is when one is in any place of feeling more superior than another. That's ego.
That. You gotta say it. You gotta
ego. The measurement of ego is when one is in any place of feeling more superior than another. So that is ego.
That is ego.
And that's how you can measure it. So it's a dual situation.
You know, throughout these past couple of days, there are times when I've thought, okay, I recognize my ego, but never as profoundly as I have in the past day and a half, just due to that statement. And in many ways, I was able to recognize it. You can't recognize it alone. I spend a lot of my time alone, but as soon as I go out in front of people, I could immediately identify with, immediately. There was not a question after this definition what it was for me. Just got to feel that kind of a, what does that really mean? At any place feeling more superior than the others. When you go out and you don't feel like you're equal, or if you feel you're better than somebody else, you're either going to hide or you're going to do something strange. But it's an ego. So I immediately thought, I'm going to feel, there's no reason. Like, we're all the same. We're all the same. And then I could recognize my ego wouldn't feel this way. God, I felt lighter. I felt lighter, but I felt this other cloak over there like, it's drawing me in like I need to wrap it because who am I? Who am I? Who am I?
And check this out. It's like, it's exactly. So you're going out in public, and if you're thinking you're superior than others or you look better or whatever it is, that you feel more superior than another, that's ego. And that can hinder you because, you know, I got to tell you, some of the most profound people who've made an impact on my life, I truly have to tell you, I met them when I was just in a place of humbleness and really in a place of clarity. And imagine you go to the mall and there was someone, you know, that was going to profoundly impact your journey, and you had your ego blocking you from being able to meet that person because you were not open to meeting that person because whatever it was, you just weren't. You didn't have that door open, I just wanted to add that. Because you were saying that, and it was so interesting. You were saying something so profound.
I absolutely get you, because I just wrote something down, and I think maybe answering this will figure it out, but can ego exist with love? Now, if you have an ego in the moment, in the present, you're not showing your love for the people around you. It's impossible because you're in an ego environment. Take that off. Feel like everything is equal to you, and it'll empower you to give to the moment rather than hide behind something that makes you feel secure, makes you feel better, makes you feel less, whatever reason, you don't feel the same. You don't feel a commonality between all the things there. And I've recognized that in these past couple of days more than I ever have, or past 24 hours, simply due to the statement, which I think Tyler should read again.
I love this. Well, I want to get this. This is so cool. This is neat because I didn't see. So you're telling me, that if ego's present, love can diminish it.
Or can ego be loving? Can ego even be loving?
Can
maybe
ego
it can.
Be
or can it be there if in a loving? I don't know.
You know, I
threw that out there because it was something that I knew would channelize you.
Here is something. Which reminds me of yesterday's conversation. I think that ego can disguise itself in a loving way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, because ego will come in every little disguise possible. It can even make a loving situation to one individual, it can make that look like a loving situation. But when you look at the both of it, you know, you'd be like, wow, that's maybe not such a loving situation.
Yeah.
I'll give you an example. Let's say two individuals are in business with each other, right? And let's say that this one individual enjoys the fact that this other could rely on them. Do you know what I mean? Like, if there's any problems, they'll give them money. Or if there's any of this, they'll help them out, right? So that this person, you know, so to them, that's so loving, and that's, you know. But what if every time that person, that individual who gave to the other, every time he gave to that person, it made that person cry because they couldn't support themselves, and it made them so mad. And this person here, this one that's giving to the other, he doesn't see that. He just sees, oh, I gave him money. He should be happy. I'm the man. I'm a great guy. But what he maybe doesn't know is when he gives the guy that money, that guy goes home and he cries and he bawls because he can't support his own family or his own life, and he has to go to this guy. And every time he asks this guy for help, it kills him.
So you can't give with ego.
Okay.
It's almost like,
well, hold
if
on.
If you could give without the egoic sense,
yes,
then you would get a sense of the total environment, what's happening to the person around you. You'd be more tuned to give them actual love.
Or what about this? Check this out. So this person, right, because I want to elaborate on this. So this person, right, so this person's giving to the other, right,
mm-hmm.
and he's feeling like he's the most loving individual, and he doesn't understand why this person's always pissed off or always down, and his ego doesn't allow him to see maybe it hurts when I'm, you know what I mean? And what if he got to see that, oh, it hurts when, and what if he took the time to teach that guy how to be him? And how to create like him, and to go, here's why I have this. Let's help you. Let's if it's say he's I don't know whatever it is, but he's able to look past it and go, you know, instead of me feeding you, why don't I teach you how to feed yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Do you get it?
Yeah.
Do you see that?
Yeah.
But I want to stress that this ego is such a powerful thing that it can really disguise itself in an act like that. And you know what? I like to keep things simple. Such as you read our quote, I want to keep that example really quite simple, and it's the ego, you know, we have the quote for it, ego can come in many forms, it can even disguise itself in a loving act of kindness. In a situation to where one is reliant upon another, the ego can't see beyond the act of kindness, even if it hurts the other to receive it.
Correct. That's remarkable, because on so many levels there are people out there that give, but there's different ways of giving, and oftentimes when you give you feel an act of elated about yourself. You did something good, and maybe not that you shouldn't, but if that's as far as you can see inside, perhaps you didn't see the outside picture. The outside picture of the person you gave to, or the person, or you know, what it could have done, or what more you might have done, maybe without even any money whatsoever. It's almost sometimes can be a quick fix if it's on a monetary level, which is something that I think a lot of people who grow up and they have wealth, they give, and maybe as a side note, so they don't have to deal with their ego on many levels. That's the only way they know how to give, and that elates them. But sometimes not to the benefit of the people that they're giving to, because they didn't figure out what those benefits would actually do. It's like teaching a person how to use seeds that have been modified, though they get five times the harvest. Sooner or later, they become dependent on the companies creating these modified seeds.
Then they didn't really do any good at all.
Oh, that's so good.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, I think on some levels that we can do that when we give to people, if we don't do it with
properly, yes.
without ego. We
yes.
cannot give without it. That's the killer,
that
I think.
Yeah. I love that. You know what? That is so perfect. That is so, oh my gosh, it just hit me. So it's like there's being kind, but then there's ego kind.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're giving just to feed your ego.
Yeah.
That's when you're harming both of you.
Yeah.
But if you're giving out of sheer love and caring for this person, oh, that's so interesting. I love that. But it just goes to show that ego, even in such a beautiful act, can still clothe itself and make it like it doesn't even exist.
And the funny thing is, we call it ego, but gosh, I really recognize it as a separate entity. It's so strange. It's like a total different personality within me that now I can look at. I get to look at him, and that is such a strange feeling,
Doug. Yeah, no, keep going. I'm going to add to that, but keep going.
That's really the kind of pleasures I've been getting over the past few months. I really was on a spiritual journey before I met Tyler 2 years ago, where I had an awakening thing, and I don't want to go into too much detail on it, because I think for everybody there's awakening, and some people awaken over a period of X amount of era, and some people over less era.
Mm-hmm.
But we all awaken.
Yeah.
I was on a high for about 6 months and came off that for a couple of years. You just do. You come off of everything. I mean, then I meet Tyler again, and most of these reflections, you don't meet people that you can honestly have a lot of dialogue with in the realm that I'm in. And I'm, here I meet this young man who openly has dialogue about these subjects. So, it's been kind of a opening for me again, where now my thoughts are being affected. I'm affecting others. I got people around me. I'm changing as a result of that, rather than being in my box. I don't even know if it's healthy to be in a box.
Yeah.
Ever.
I don't know. I think being in a box, it could be a result of ego.
Yeah.
And I've had this conversation with Doug, and I got to tell you, you made such an interesting point. When you said that it's like I almost look at this other entity. It's almost like there's people who've grown up with this ego developing behind the curtain this whole time. They had no idea that this ego was building in their life.
Yeah.
And I'll give you an example. This could be, an individual who their entire life has had to take care of people. And through that experience of taking care of people, I can tell you, when I do something nice for someone, it makes me feel good. But your ego can sneak up in there, and it could want to now feel good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And through the process of living and having to take care of people your whole life, your ego's now developed into almost having a hunger to have to help somebody. Even if they don't need help, to have a situation where they feel like they are giving back.
Or you feel needed.
You feel needed.
Right.
Yes. Thank you.
So you create a situation in your world where you feel needed.
So hold on. Let's keep it simple, though. So your whole life, you've been needed. And it started as a wonderful thing. But as it grew, I get it. So as you grew up and these people no longer needed you, you now are like, no. I've had this my whole life. I got to find someone that needs me.
Yeah.
You get it? And then continue what you were saying. You were about to say something. Because I had to keep that simple. So it's like, I love this. Okay, you think on that. Here's the thing. So you grow up your whole life, right?
Mm-hmm.
And people need you. And then all of a sudden they don't need you anymore. But this ego part of you has been fed for so long because it's been like feeling. Because I got to tell you, when people need you, I don't care who you are. If you're having a human experience, there's going to be a part of you that feels more superior to them. They need you. Almost like if they got in a fight with you, the first words that be coming out of your mouth is, did you know that they would be nothing if it wasn't for me? They need me. They've relied on me. Did you know that they wouldn't have that if it wasn't for me and they wouldn't have that?
Yep.
And oh my gosh.
Yep.
From what started as a beautiful experience, people needing me and me helping them, turns into this nasty, ego-driven situation.
Yeah.
So what happens?
this person drives them away, going, you know what, then I don't need you. I don't need you. So you go and you do, and then what happens? This person's ego takes over and goes, yeah, well, I'm going to go get someone else that needs me. And then what do they start doing? Subconsciously, because no one does this consciously, unless they're crazy. But subconsciously, truthfully, right? Because ego is on mostly a subconscious level.
Sure.
It acts without you knowing.
Yeah.
They start to look for situations, and if they can't find them, they start to create them.
Yeah.
Unknowingly, though. So what do? They befriend someone, and they give them a little bit of dough. And that person's like, wow, that's nice. And then they kind of get them hooked. It's like drugs.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And then they do something for them, and now this person feels obligated to them.
Yeah.
But this person's like all excited and happy, but not knowing that this person's now starting to feel terrible.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're like, gosh, this guy gives me so much. And oh, here's what happens. They get in a fight, and then that guy goes, you know what? I give you everything. And he makes that guy feel even worse. And here we go, an ego developing out of what could be a good situation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay? So we've got this situation. So now you can see where ego can stem from. So even people who've had the most loving, nourishing lives of giving back and taking care of others, they could have a profound ego, and the scariest part is not even be aware of it.
Yeah.
And that is scary.
Especially because these things aren't, you know, nobody teaches what the ego, even in a
classroom.
Yeah,
where do you learn about ego?
Where do you learn about ego?
They
Whoever
teach
taught
you
in a classroom what ego
And
is.
They teach you ego on a very light mode. Like, if you're bragging to somebody, you have an ego. But ego is far deeper than that, my friend.
It goes far deeper.
Far deeper.
Yeah.
And you'd be, you'd be a blinded person to not see that. So get this. So check this out. So now we know that ego can exist, right? I like to look at ego as a drug habit or a smoking. You know what I mean? I'll say smoking, because a lot more people can relate to that, which is a good thing. So when you smoke, I've never been a smoker personally, but I'm sure the smokers and Doug and we've had this conversation before can confirm this. When you smoke, you have a craving. You just have to go have a smoke. You don't know what it is, but you just have to do it, right?
Right.
So that's ego. Ego just has to feel more superior. It doesn't know how it's going to do it. Even if it could go and, like, I'm a video gamer, so I'm going to give you an analogy of a video gamer. Even if I can just go online, play a video game, and beat somebody, I'm good. I got a craving. I've had it. Oh, good. My ego's there. But let me tell you, you know, especially for you see chain smokers, it started out with one. But then what happens is the cravings come sooner and sooner and sooner and sooner and more and more. And now they want thicker, darker cigarettes with more nicotine and crazier, and their health starts deteriorating. That is the same thing with ego. It starts off as a craving of beating this guy online, but it gets to, you know, this level of pretty much alienating myself from all the people around me through whatever it is. But I'm just saying, you know, you could start with such a small ego craving as I want to beat this guy online and I feel good. And that's just me. It could be a multiple amount of things. You could go to the gym and the guy beside you on the treadmill, you could run 2 more miles than him. Do you know what I mean? You could go on the treadmill, see how many miles he's ran, and then go, I'm going to run 2 more miles than him and I'm going to feel good. You know, and I'm going to, there's my ego. It's a craving. But those cravings can turn into something very nasty. But I wanted to share that. So what
are your thoughts on that? I think it's so prevalent today. It's amazing that here you have a 24-year-old in Los Angeles working in an industry where ego and image are everything. Everything. So it's to see this perspective come from that and still work within that arena. And I think, in fact, one of the reasons why you're there is because you're going to help change that on so many levels. I see that because the people you're going to influence, you're going to meet, you're going to talk to, they're going to like what they hear, you're going to, you know, feed their soul, and it's going to have an impact on the environment that you're in.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So maybe that's why it seems so easy to you, but it's quite a contrast from others.
I got to tell you this, and I've told Doug, and, you know, that's why this ego subject is such a strong thing. And again, you know, I share this because it's a personal experience of mine. I've seen it destroy me. I've seen ego hinder me from opportunities that I was too blind to see because I was stuck in my ego. And yeah, I could go on. I'm sure people could go on for days about that. But I wanted to say that I truly believe we're coming into a new era. I mean, you look at the times that we're in, they're beautiful. I know there's a lot of people that say we're, you know, in some dark times, and that's their experience. I'm not going to change the glasses you wear, but I can tell you from my experience and the things I've been seeing in my life and just observing around me, and could be the glasses I choose to wear, we're in one of the most beautiful times. We're in, you know, you got BBS Radio, this wonderful station, which we're going to show
up. And it's free.
It's free. But you got the station, which this is only proof. It's a growing station. This is only proof of people wanting to grow, wanting to experience, and wanting to find truths within themselves. Not, you know, the world, sure, but I think a lot of people have truths within themselves. But, you know, my long ended of going around, what I'm trying to say is this. I think in this new world we're going into, I think that, you know, I talk to all the time about this. Everybody's connected. You know, the internet is our most physical proof. I'm on right now, and somebody in Alabama can hear this. Okay, that's the most physical proof that we're all connected. But every single one of us came from the same place. Every one of us, there's no difference between any of us. We are all the same. The only difference between us is how we've let our experiences shape us, i.e.,
how we perceive ourselves.
How we perceive ourselves?
We're no difference, but it's only how we deceive ourselves.
Yes, how we deceive ourselves. I like that. I like that. But, you know, it's like there's an individual that has their heart broken from a girl, and it lets them affect them to never love a girl or let themselves love a girl, and now that kind of shapes that. But you know what I mean? But everybody in the beginning, we're all equal, and it's how you let your experience shape you.
I can find my, you know, I could see myself, put it, to thrust myself into situations. One of the great things about sometimes going back and learning these lessons is taking time in your mind to unwind with them. And I do that. And, for example, I might throw out, and I do this sometimes at the speed of light. It seems like, you know, when you get a fast mind that goes from a million, well, Tyler's got that. Most people out there that are seeking questions that are young or they can't stay, you know, at attention for longer than 2 seconds, their mind is moving at a million freaking miles a minute. But if they do slow down and they start to ponder some of these facts, which they sooner or later will resonate with, this is what they really do want to think about. They actually will slow down on some of these thoughts because this isn't just garbage to them. Garbage is what we're hearing today on the TV. Garbage is what we're hearing today on regular radio. Garbage is what we're reading in the newspapers because it's only coming from one source. There's nothing really more to think about, or we're just listening to what it is other people have already thought about. I just don't get that. So this is going to be a refreshing program because we're going to try to just be basic. In if it's not simple, it's wrong. How's that grab you?
I love that. Because it's just such a great conversation and I love it. This is phenomenal. I'm just vibrating with such great energy right now. So I wanted to tie in because I hate leaving loose ends. So in saying that, why getting rid of the ego is so important? I think if you look around and you see the times and you start to open up, and I'm telling you, I'm an 11-year-old whose conversation blew my mind. I think in order to be able to be one of those people truly enjoying their experience, their reward here, because I truly believe this, we live here, every single one of us, I'm more and more every day believing this, and it's become such a truth in my life, and I've seen it, and I experience it. I swear to you, I know when we cross over, this will be one of the things that we're told, and I know I'm right on this. I hope I'm right on this. I know when I talk about it, it brings up my spirit. So feeling is an indicator of truth to me.
It is. And anyway, by the way, that's good. Feeling is your greatest indicator
yes.
of truth. It might
yes.
be your only indicator
yes.
of truth.
And can we add this? Can we add this to you guys? We want to say this because we were actually just talking about this. I love this. Yeah. I want to share this with you, everyone in the audience. First off, humbled. In front of you guys to be able to, whoever we're talking to be able to speak to you. And I want to say this, whatever we say, you measure that on how you feel. If we say something that raises your spirits and makes you feel great and you just can't explain it, it could be possible that we're telling you truths. if we tell you something that makes you feel bad, then I'm telling you, it could possibly that what we're saying is not true.
Yeah.
So I wanted to say that. But I wanted to add, so I got this 11-year-old giving me this profound conversation. I got to tell you, you want to be humbled. That's humbling. So listen to an 11-year-old and really listen and really, it's humbling, you have to humble yourself to be able to even let this conversation occur. But then it's also jaw-dropping. But long-ended windedness of what I'm trying to say is this, is that in this world that is emerging, these kids that are coming out
can teach us, doesn't matter what
can
it is.
Can teach us, but not only that, I believe to truly prevail in this new time, you know, they talk about 2012, and I believe that we're in a profound change of human psychology. I believe love is being restored in this world, and I could go on about that forever, but I just want to add that in this time we're living in, I think being able to remove yourself from your ego is the most powerful thing you can do and will propel you to such heights you wouldn't have even thought were possible.
Yeah.
And I think that's why it's so important. But I wanted to close that one thing real quick, too. So in saying that, I swear to you guys, and it's all based on how you feel, every single individual on this planet, however they chose to come here, did something in a place beyond our comprehension. The suit of armor that we're in, our body, has helped us forget about it, or we've forgotten about it for a reason, but we did something to be able to live here. This, on Earth, is nothing short of reward. Nothing short of a reward. We are here to experience complete, absolute bliss. We're not here to learn and to struggle and to feel pain for a lifetime and that this is hell, and when we go away, you know, I don't want to be vulgar, but, you know, some people
or
believe,
even to change the world, for that matter.
Yeah, but in general, we're not here to suffer, and then when we go, it's going to be the most incredible experience. It is going to be incredible when we leave, but I'm telling you, if only you knew, wouldn't it be funny if even the people that committed suicide, that when they passed over, God was there or whatever, you know, the entity was there, and it was like, why did you leave your reward? Are you kidding me? Why are you back so soon?
That's
you should
right.
be coming
I
here.
I can imagine.
You know, but I just want to say this truly, Doug, I promise you, everybody, this is a reward.
Yeah.
And if you're not experiencing complete bliss and joy, then it's so simple. Wake up and change the itinerary. You know, you're on that cruise ship. You can go along with their activities. But I gotta tell you, I'm on a cruise ship and I don't wanna play bingo. I'm not playing bingo. That's gonna make my cruise a terrible experience. If I wanna go swimming, I'm gonna forget that agenda that they have and they think that I wanna do, and I'm gonna go swimming. And I'm telling you, if I go on that cruise and I just do what my heart feels like, let's say their next activity is I don't know, the hopscotch, and I like hopscotch, I'll take a swim and go play hopscotch. But I'm saying, you don't have to be that guy on the cruise ship, and this is just an analogy that's going along with the schedule. If you don't like bingo, don't play it.
That's right.
You know? What do you think of that?
I think everything you said today is profound. You know, some of the things that we were discussing even prior, you know, just a day ago.
Yeah, no, I know. That's why I'm so excited about this show. There's so much, and I truly feel, man, if we're just able to take these conversations and to just have them in a place to stay, I'll be blown away. Because I gotta tell you, you know, when I look at these quotes that we had, you know, from yesterday, just yesterday's conversation, you know, the simple ones like the measurement of ego is when one is in any place feeling more superior than another.
That's so powerful. You could live with that statement for a lifetime.
But this was written in a place of discovery, and that's mm-hmm. why when I read it, I'm like, this is so cool, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm blown away by this experience of being able to do this, and I'm excited to see where it goes. But I think tonight, you know, and I challenge, you know what, let's leave a challenge if there's anyone listening. I challenge you, no matter how humble you are, you know, and how much you give and how much you do for the world, because that is an amazing thing. That is incredible. But and you're well on your way. You're someone who's just taking their experience and beyond their a lot of people's understandings on the experience. But I challenge you to see if ego could be holding you back or might even just exist in your world. And you know, I don't know about you, Doug, but ever since it was so weird because I used to say such retarded stuff to people sometimes, and I never knew that it came from my ego. Do you know what I mean? Something that, like, people were like, dude, why did you just say that? You know, I don't know, let's say a time in my life, there was a time in my life where I wanted to learn the markets of financial money, but, like, you know, and I started investing a little bit, but I sold that investment. And because of my ego, in a conversation 5 years down the road, I mentioned like something so ridiculous, like, man, I should start investing again. I had so much money. Do you know what I mean? And people going, what is it? You know, and it's like that is just like my ego coming out and going, I'm trying to make myself feel good. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, I never even knew the ego existed. So to be able,
can you imagine how looking back and saying, I felt good when I had money, I had this, I had power. That's 100% the ego saying, I had this, I had this,
yes!
I had this. And that makes you feel good. It's like you've got to examine that.
And oh my gosh, I got to share this real quick. You just struck something in me. This is a true story. I had a friend who was very successful, super successful guy. And this is a prime example of what ego can do to one, okay? Super successful. He was best friends, like the comrade of Jerry Buss, who owned the Lakers. They went out everywhere. He took out, you know, celebrities to basketball games, girls, everything. This guy had everything going, millions of dollars. He did so well. He was a gambler. He made his money gambling. And he had millions of dollars, and Hard Rock Cafe, Hard Rock Hotel in Las Vegas, they put him up in the high roller suite for 6 months for free. That's how much money he spent. He would have $100,000 bets. Yes, absolutely. Well, through this experience, this guy's ego got enormous. He would buy out bars. The stories he told me, it would blow your mind. They're very ridiculous. One from someone wasn't serving him beer, so he bought all the beer in the place and was pouring it out in the garbages. It was just really weird stuff, but I'm needless to say, how life works is when you take things for granted, like that individual date. I mean, he was telling me stories, and he brags about this, where he was throwing $100 chips into the pool at girls, $100 chips, like thousands of dollars in the pool, and how he was jet-setting, and a friend of his, Dennis Rodman, would go to a club in Miami, get $80,000 and just throw it into the crowd, and $80,000 would be going everywhere. But here's the part that I mentioned. He lost all that. He lost everything, all the friends that he thought he, because here's what happened. He made too many bets, and he had too much on the house at Hard Rock that this guy ended up losing his shirt, everything. Mm-hmm. Had to sell everything, and the things he had would blow your mind. But anyways, long story short of this, because we are running out of time, and I want to wrap this up real quick, just to share with you guys one guy's experience and how the ego affects him today. This individual lost it all, okay? It's been about 10 years since this has occurred, okay, and I had the great fortune of being a friend with him. And remember, in that life, he would buy tables at a club, which would be like $5,000 and whatever. So this guy had a pretty good job, and he had everything going for him again. And do you know what he would do with his paychecks? Just to serve his ego. And this guy had no place in doing this. He would go, and he would buy $2,000, $5,000 tables, and this guy was always borrowing money, But, like, would be the ridiculous things this guy would be doing, and lived in the past. He lived 10 years ago all the time. Talked about it, like, and all these friends, like, they were still his friends, but none of them liked him. None of them are in his life. And now it's very sad, but he's lost his cell phone. He's lost where he lives. And he's, once again, down in the crapson, and if only this guy realized his ego is holding him back, and he spent tens of thousands of dollars buying these stupid tables with all these fake people that, again, are not his friend, and it's very sad that he didn't learn from that.
It's too bad. He's got one of those high hooker egos.
but you get it? He's still living in that time. His ego's still there, and his ego won't leave. And this poor guy, anytime he makes $1,000, even if he's living on a friend's couch, he has this subconscious decision to go buy a table at a club. $1,000. Ridiculous.
Only a person who wants to feel more impressive than the other, or he wants to show or have upmanship or some sort of special feeling because of what he's doing and kind of lord it above others. Now, I would assume that he would have just, paid for everything quietly if he paid the bill quietly and nobody ever knows. But this guy was very obtuse about it, so that would be an ego.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, just sitting here telling the story, I wish I could sit down with this guy and say this to him, but he would never listen, and he'd want to fight me. He would want to punch me in the face, and he'd want to take me out. I promise you, that's how big this guy's ego is. I wouldn't even be able to get through to him.
Even mine.
It's a tragedy.
Yeah. I when I initially went out with Tyler, I'd be, I'd look around. There'd be a small group, and I'd pay the drinks.
I got a good story if I'm allowed to share it.
And I paid more often than not because I didn't want anybody to feel uncomfortable if they didn't have the money to pay.
But yet Doug wasn't in a position to be buying everybody drinks.
Yes, it was just...
Not in any position.
It's a habit out of the past that I did when I did have capital around me, and my ego couldn't let me put it aside as to say, hey, everybody, hey, I don't have the... It's kind of, look... And that's a part of ego that one doesn't observe. They just keep doing it because it's like a protection mechanism because, one, you don't want to face a different circumstance because it puts you out of the ordinary.
You don't
want to
feel bad.
Right. And, two, you don't want to feel bad. But that's ego.
Ego. And I got to share just real quick with Doug. I don't know how long are we allowed on
this? I think we're allowed another 4 minutes.
Okay, perfect. It's real quick. So I'm introducing Doug to my circle of friends because, we're roommates hang out. And it's so great because Doug blows my mind. And that's why I said ego can also come in the cloak of giving to others. But see, here's the thing. Doug's giving to my friends, but my friends aren't there when Doug's looking at his bank statements going, oh, this hurts, and crying and not, you know what I mean? Because all he wanted to do was be able to have conversation, and he felt like they would like him better if he bought him drinks. And that's his ego. His ego, it's like he could only talk to him if he felt like he was better than them.
Yeah.
And if he was better than them, he's buying them drinks. No, guys, I'm in a better place. Let me take care of the drinks. Don't worry. I'm doing well with money. I'm good. And now I feel more superior than you guys. So let's talk. I want to get to know you. And that's what ego does. But
by the way, that's absolutely what ego does.
And I got to tell you, and this is just two experiences you're hearing, and I could share mine. Trust me, I have them too, and I'll share them with you. They're ridiculous too.
But when you can admit them, when you see them,
it's
good. Imagine somebody telling you that you don't want to deck them. Well, eventually, if you can really recognize it, like you get over a period of time, you'll want to praise them because you can't believe you didn't see yourself on that light. But if I was younger, like if I was your age, Tyler, it would have been war. Because number one, I wouldn't have understood you. You could have never understood you. But now I'm older and I see it, recognize it quickly, and it affects me quickly, which is good. All of us need somebody like this in their life, that they can bounce these sort of perspectives and philosophies and inspirations with, because I think that's part of what helps us really, really look at the world through new eyes, experience things in new ways, and grow.
I love that. I love that. And, you know what? I think that's perfect what you just said. I don't think there needs to be any more examples of what ego can do, because we all have tons.
No.
I think that you just said it. You just said it, but it's so funny because remember, there's two levels of ego. Ego can make you buy $1,000 tables, or ego, which you just getting all these ladies, which is, my friend, or Doug, where you're just trying to be nice to guys, buying them a drink, but not realizing that it hurts you to do that.
Next week's show will be how to get back the ego.
So we thought you had to get rid of it. Yeah. But, before we close this off, truly, honestly, I'm humbled to be able to share my inner thoughts with you, my inner dialogue. And again, I got to tell you, it's only truth if your feelings indicate that, if that makes any sense. So don't go, you know, oh, this is the holy gospel, what these gentlemen talk about. It's only truth if it makes you feel good.
Or
that is
right
the measurement.
That's right.
Right, exactly. That is the measurement, if it makes you feel good. You know, or it strikes something within you, and that's when it's truth.
Yeah.
If it makes you feel bad, and you're leaving, listening to our program, feeling crappy about life, they don't do it.
Or just send us an email, tell us to change.
Or
read up pretty quickly.
Yeah, but I just want to say, I'm not telling you that this is the holy gospel. I'm just saying that this is my glasses I wear, and I'm just sharing my experience.
Well, we enjoyed sharing this experience,
awesome.
Our inner dialogue,
freaking great.
With BBS.
Thank
Radio.
You, BBS. Honored.
Till next week, same time. We're now going to be
nine
regular
o'clock, Mondays.
Bye.
Inner dialogue.